start off with a story. Maisa Shoyakacha is a true story. I know the story, but did he have Ovda? I was in a bungalow colony. I'm not sure if I was a cotton or a gadol at the time. Certainly I was very young. And somebody came to the bungalow colony with a box of tapes. The tape was called What a Wedding. It was one of like the first Lebedica music tapes that came out. And he asked me if I would be going, maybe with a friend also, I think we had a friend, if we'd be willing to go around to the bungalow colony, go around everyone and sell the tapes, $5 a tape. Rather, we were located in South Fallsburg, so there was about three other bungalow colonies around us. So he mentioned, I think I told him, you know, the other bungalow colony. He said, okay, fine, so if you want, you can go there. I said, I'm not committed. I'll see. You know, it was the first day, pretty young. I said, well, let me see how it goes. I'll decide if I want to go weiter, I will go weiter. I don't, it's up to me to decide. Said, no problem. Fine, so he gives me the box of tapes. We go around the bungalow colony, it was a hit. The tapes went mamish, they were flying. So my friend and I decided, if I say $5 a tape is too cheap, there I am. So the next bungalow colony we decided to go to, we said, look, he only needs $5 a tape, we'll sell it at $6 a tape, and the extra dollar will make another profit, the extra dollar. That was the maisa. Kacha, if anyone knows who this person was, I'm still trying to track him down, but this is the story. So Shara's like this, who owns that $6? So the maisa, if you kipshuta, you learn the Gemara, amon shemacher shava amon b'masayim, hakala balamayis, it belongs to the yisayim. So l'chay, you would say automatically, it goes back to the balavas, to the mashalech. The only thing is, he had two nukudis. Shava amon b'masayim.
This was shava.
He held it with shava chamesh. I'm vice tais. He told me to sell for five.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's no price. It just came out. I don't know. He was the distributor, so I don't know. He's the one who can convey the price. He's the one who's selling the thing. There's no kits, no? No kits. Sorry? At the end of the day, did I sell entirely? I don't think so. I don't think so.
He also knew he can get from somewhere six.
Sorry?
He also knew he can get six from a lot of people. Could I sell five and sell everyone and get six and only sell half?
But I made up with him that I have a right not to sell tapes. I could sell one bungalow colony and stop right there. So after the first bungalow, I stopped. And then I decided I'm going to continue on six. So my cheshbon was like this. I had two cheshbonis. First cheshbon was, is he, lehedja, and lechayr, by Amanda, it doesn't say that the assignment told her to sell it for 100 or 200, whatever. Sell the karka. She decided to sell it for 200. So then it's tried that the reva belongs to them. We'll have to understand why. But here the balabais himself told me to sell it for five. So he's only interested in five. So he's getting his five. After that, I'm selling it for six.
You're interested in five because you sell everything for five. You.
Again, I have the right not to. Okay, next cheshbon. I made even a tifur cheshbon. It's interesting. I was a kid, but you know, Kivega, when it comes to Zechalen, you make all these cheshbonis. I said a Pashur cheshbon. He wants to sell it for five. So every time I'm selling it to a tape to some missus, I'm being coined the tape from him for five. Now it's my tape. Now I'm selling it to her for six. Because if I wanted to buy out his whole stock for five, he'll sell it to me gladly. So I bought his stock out. Whatever I could sell to someone else, I bought his stock out for five. And then I flipped it to someone else for six. I was a sarsa. So I should be entitled to the extra dollar.
If the guy backed out, then you would keep...
If it gets ruined in those 5 seconds from the time I picked up the tape and gave it to the lady, so maybe in El Canal, that would be my loss.
If he backed out, you would keep it then.
Or if it backed out, then maybe I'd back out. Because the Gemara Babasa says when you have Dom of Ketsuvim, you have a right to pick up and be koina, and then we could get into it. You might be able to be choizer before you pay. But my society, that would be the cheshbon. So kum tois, and by Amana, you don't have that cheshbon, because Amana can't buy the kaka for herself. First, it was not Dom of Ketsuvim. The other issues, she's not allowed to buy the kaka for herself. Sorry? Good. Good. No, not. If the first bungalow colony, I'm no longer a shliach. I'm a shliach if the first bungalow. No, not. He's willing to sell for five.
No,
I'm a right to sell for five. So I'm buying every tape from him for five and flipping it for six. That was the shaila.
you let yourself out. You were mechayiv to do it. He said,
right. So that's it. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not selling him his tapes of five anymore. After the first bungalow colony, I'm buying up everything. No. After the first bungalow colony, I'm buying every tape from five, the ones that I sell. The ones I don't sell, I'm not buying. But the ones I buy, I'm buying for five. I'm buying his tape. All right, Rabbi Zeid. All right, Rabbi Zeid. We have. As it is, I'm not going to be able to say everything I want to say. So let's try to go easy on this. Let's go back to Gemara. Let's understand what's going on here. The Gemara says like this: Kancha Nerevi Akol Ovala Mois. Gemara is that sign. It's talking about Pashas Bedovish Ein Loi Kitzva. Tumachleikas Rabbi Yehuda holds that really Hakol Shliach, and Rabbi Yehuda holds no that Hakol Balamois. Why is Rabbi Yehuda hold Hakol Shliach? Meduyik and Rashi, because the Motzi Lameima Ana Avrechi. I was the one who was Maviach, so I have a right to be Maviach. Rabbi Yehuda says, very nice, but still Hakol Balamois. Still Hakol Meshaleach. So what is the Machleikas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda? It's Kipshuta. Let's just go work this through because I think this very Yisrael stick to the Kipshuta. What's the Machleikas? So Weiss dies, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the mois of the Meshaleach, when it comes into a Mechira, is only Mechayev, it's Shavius. Means if I have a field of the Meshaleach, I have, let's say the God that the case was the Shliach Liknei, so I have a Dala of the Meshaleach. The Dala of the Meshaleach, when it goes into a Mekach, is Mechayev, a Dala worth of value. Anything above that Dala worth of value is a free-for-all. So I'm here first. I'm taking it myself. I took it. Meshekin Rabbi Yosi Vaisei sold that since it was in the Mekach, this dollar bought this chevet worth more than a dollar zazayim, but this dollar was the one that bought it. It's a tmura of this dollar. So Mamela, the whole Mekach is shayach to that dollar. It's Mechayev. That dollar was Mechayev the entire Mekach, even Yosef Mishavian. That's a chayik kapshut to the Machlekes. That would work like Rashi. Comes on Taisis, and Taisis says, no. Taisis says that even Rabbi Yehuda is Maida, that if you buy something for more than its value, avada kol mishaleh. That's not a makhlekes. The only makhlekes is where the seller tells the person, okay, this is for your dollar, and here's an extra one. Here's an extra something. Or here, really, this should be the shavius, but I'm going to give you more. So he's giving more. He's been giving him a tesefes, you have to know the metzias, of modern metzias, but he's giving him a tesefes, and then that tesefes is the makleikas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. But if it would be just a regular plain sale, avad, even Rabbi Yehuda would be moida kol balamois. So now that Rabbi Yehuda argues by tesefes, so what is goof in the makleikas? So what is makleikas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi? If it would be for the dollar, then avad would be a kol balamois, because that's what even Rabbi Yehuda's moida. So if Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Tesefis is a Shliach, Vaisaisi holds that this is, the deal was whatever we made up, and then when the seller said, I'm going to throw in something extra, that has nothing to do with the deal. That's something extra. I'm giving you more than the value of your money. I'm going to throw in something more than the value. So then what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? So if it's, it had nothing to do with the money, so why does Rabbi Yehuda then hold a kol balamois? It should be just like a davish yesh lekitzah that Rabbi Yehuda's moida that should be chokin or whatever it is, or be soid like the riff really belongs to shliach, just he has to be mahana the balabais, whatever it is. So where is the smach like it to be the Rabbi Yehuda leitaisis? But the less brayer lechay, you have to say. It's Hagufa Anudonin. They're having a machlekes. How to touch up this tesefis? Do we touch up the tesefis that it's for my money? It's a tmura of my money. It's like a davashe ain't like kitzva. And if hakol meshalek lebalamai, so do we touch up this tesefis like it's a davashe ish like kitzva? Where the tesefis is something of matonami bachutz, and that memela is lishliak like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbi Yosi would have been yakleik, but Rabbi Yosi doesn't understand the tesefis to be like that. But that lechayi, you have to do something here for taisis. But sorry, I just want to take it out. What would be like taisis if the balabais did not yet give the tesefis? He tells him, you know, this is for your money, but I'm going to give you an extra one, more than your money. Okay, he's going to give it to me, and he didn't give it. Could the Mishaleach, or the Shliach for that matter, could they be Mechayev the Balabais to give it? Is that part of the Mekach? The fact that I paid you a dollar, really a dollar only supposed to get three candies. The Balabais told me, no, it's three candies, but I'll give you a fourth. I'll give you an extra one. Your dollar gets three, but I'll give you a fourth candy. He gave me the three. Can I be Mechayev him to give me that fourth? That's part of the Mekach or not? Could I be mechay? Did lechayra? I don't know, and I wouldn't mind having rice to this, but lechayra, that might be gufa talin maklekes Rabbi Yudim Rabbi Yaisi. Means to the extent you hold hakol ba'alamayis, means you hold it's part of the mekach. So then I gave you the dollar, you took my dollar, so you owe me four candies. I don't care if you word it, it's three for the dollar, one extra. I don't care what you do, you know, 33% extra in this bottle of liquid soap. I don't care. Lamaisa is, that came from my dollar, so you have to give it to me. So we have to give it to me. And to the extent Rabbi Yehuda holds a kolosh leh, kilu it's a matana mi bachot. So if the seller decides to change his mind and not give the matana, maybe it's a mechus amon on a matana, you have to know it's muetis, if not, merubah. But be say that would be the machlek, if it's part of the mecca or not part of the mecca.
Also
good. Also good. Maybe an economy. Maybe you could always refuse it. We'll see.
Maybe though just kiss with you, Rashi.
Sorry?
Maybe though just kiss with you, Rashi.
Right, so it's matana and ekonami. It's not part of the mecca. I mean, if it's a dovish eshel ketzel and he only gave me the amount and he said he's going to give me something extra, so I don't know how the wording would be in the seal, but l'chayr it's something extra. Matana, if he wants to change on his matana, he could change his money in matana too. He doesn't have to give the matana. Sorry?
You don't look at it as a discount from the other items to be able to give you as much fun.
So he's still the mechuz to give matana. Maybe you could say you want to be chuz in a mecca because I only did all tonight, you're going to give me the matana. All right. I want to know, let's move on, Rabbi. So let's move on. What I want to just... There's vichna nekuda here, which I that the tesefis goes to the balabais, a kol balamois. L'chayr still needs to come on to a din shlichah. It's not enough to say that the mois is mechayv, it's tmura, and it works automatically. L'chayr still need the shlich to be on board with this. For example, let's say the shlich would say, you know what, this tesefis, I refuse, I'm making the madar, I refuse to take it from my mishaleach. Is mishaleach kaina? L'chayr not. Can't be a kaina. With what is he kaina? Never made a maizikin. The shlich refuses to make a maizikin for him. L'chayr. So maybe you're right. The shliach can't take it for himself because it's really due to the mishaleach because it came towards his money. So maybe it belongs still to the meicha. He can't take it for himself. He refuses to take it for the mishaleach. So it should end off to stay by the meicha. Belongs to the meicha. And then whether the balabais could go mon the meicha for it will be totally on what I just said before. If it's part of the mech, not part of the mech, maybe he could mon, maybe he can't mon. And if a shliach is grad holding it, maybe he could chapa in a shibud de avnos, and the shliach has to return it to the meicha, and the meicha owes it anyway to the mishaleach, to lekeach, so maybe he can take it straight from the shliach. You have to come on to some creative thinking here, but you saw it, if the shliach refuses to take it for the mishaleach, the mishaleach was never koinet, the meisekin was never chal. L'chayre. All right. L'chayre, that should be one pshat. I want to tie in another havana, another beer in why a kolob al amois. It's a bit deeper than that. It's not pshat just that the money is mechayv, it's tmura. The item that she sold, the kak that she sold, is automatically mechayv the $200, even though it's only worth $100. Kishulat moi l'chayre, it was only worth $100, and it had no chance of really making the $200, or shouldn't have made the $200. So who made the $200? The shliach made the $200. The shliach was the one who was skilled and somehow finagled an extra $100. He was the one who got that oidif, right? So why would it be a kol ba'al hamois? So l'chayr you have to say, l'chayr you could say, I don't have to say, but l'chayr you could say, his pshat is, when you send a shliach, haguf is nichla on the shliach, is that you have to try your best on behalf of the mashaleh. That's your shlichus. You accepted upon yourself this responsibility called the shlichus. And part of that shlichus is to do whatever you can for the mishaleach. The fact that you were able to fadin more, gevaldik. You fadined more in your shlichus, which is akol mishaleach. The shlichus fadined more. So it's only because of the shlichus that we say hakol ba'al hamois. And I'll give you a dugma laza. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Ilum learned this in Schias Poyelim, in Bava Menalev. The Gemara says that if a balabai sends a shliach, hire me workers for four, and the shliach hires workers for three, and the workers accept three, they didn't realize the balabai was willing to pay more. Sava v'kibo, the workers only get three. V'yeshlem tarumis, they have tainis on the atimna tay mibal, they have a taina on the shliach. Fine, so the shliach pays the workers three. And how much does the balabais now pay the shliach? Zok teshach, kapaskin in shin lamed gimel, zok teshach, because the shliach could also only get to three. He doesn't fadin the extra dollar. The extra dollar goes to the balabais. As I say, zok teshach. Medvur like that has to be like that. Lachari, where's the shot coming from? Lachari, it's a Fusha Gemara. Because the Gemara says that the Poyalim have a Taino Tarumis on the Shliach. Let's look at Timna Taimi Abayalov. To the extent the Shliach is Fadining here, how could you have a Taino on me? You wanted to Fadin? I want a Fadin too. I want to get that extra dollar. It's me against you. Why should I work for you if I can work for myself? Vaistois, the Shliach is not Fadining anything. Memele, the Poyalim are telling Shliach, what are you doing here? Timna Taimi Abayalov. The Baal Abayis has no problem giving me four. And you're just depriving me of that extra dollar for nothing. It's this, you're not getting it, so what are you doing? So Shach is coming from the Gemara. Bemis the Shach is he was Mechavin to Meiri. The Meiri of not in the Gemara spells it out clearly. And the Meiri says that the Shliach will only get the three. He won't get the extra dollar. Zak the Meiri, why? And I'll quote the Meiri. Shein loy klum al bala bayis. Shekach dino shel shliach lihishtadel b'te'eles hameshaleach b'chol ma she'efshaloi. Zok the Meiri, the reason why when the shliach fedins, and the case is, by the way, talking about even if the going rate of the poyalim is four. The reason why when the shliach fedin and got more than the going rate and was able to hide the poyalim for three, the reason why the bala bayis keeps the oidif, keeps the revach, is because of a svara of the Meiri. This type of sorish, al kach dino she shliach l'shtadul b'te'eles ha-mashalek b'chol ma'ashev shaloi. Can you hear what? Still is atim the time of Baalah because the mashalek was masking to four. So why are you being a chaytev aloyloy? So you still have to tim the time of Baalah. But you want to know who is zoich in this revach? It has to be the mashalek, because every pu'ula of the shliach is in that shliach is for the mashalek. So mamela here too, when the ba'akolo ba'alamoyis is because when you're a prophet, or when the amona prophetid, the reason ba'akolo ba'alamoyis is because every revach in this pu'ula is for the mashalek, because she took on the shlichas, the shliach took on the shlichas, so it's b'chol mash. Whatever they could, b'chol ma'ashev shaloi, is for the mashalek. So it comes on to a lumdis of shlichas.
Sorry, the machlokes later on between Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan, the guy called Rav Kotev, Rav Adam. You see over there that Muslim doesn't. That this maybe will be totally machlokes. Rav Yehuda says you should have tried to chop more revach. The Rabbanan don't like it.
So you have to know how much you're supposed to go in shtadlis b'chol ma'ashev shaloi. You have to know. We have to done it. But it's a Meiri. It's not me. It's a Meiri. So the Kaira from the. Skakum Abayis. Skakum Abayis has a whole different basha. I'm doing my case. Skakum Abayis. Yeah. So all right. So what I'm trying to show you from Meiri, why did Meiri need that svara for? And Abayis, why didn't he just say stam? Hakol Abalamoyis, right? He had money of the mishaleach. He's hiring workers. It should be a din Hakol Abalamoyis. Why do you have to come on to new svara for? Vaistais, the din of Hakol Abalamoyis gufa is gebayt on the svara. They're supposed to be mishtad b'chol ma'ashev shalei. It's gebayt on the. On the shlichus that you accepted upon yourself, l'chayra.
No, because he had money in his hand.
Sorry.
When the shlich has money in his hand, then we say that it doesn't go to the shlich. There's extra money from the baal habayis in his hand.
Right.
But we never say that it goes to the shlich.
But then we have kinikas. It's his money. Then you have like a receipt.
His money. He only.
It's the mishaleach's money.
It's the mishaleach's money.
Right. But here the kitzur happened without the money. Right. I hired the workers. It's chal without money, right? Stop, my hired workers.
So how's he going to get the money?
How's who going to get the money?
The shliach.
How should the shliach keep the money?
Yeah.
What was the havamid of the Meiri?
No, I'm saying the Meiri.
Okay, see, so I have to know what that is, but I'm just saying the maskonim.
That doesn't have to be the reason for the Meiri. Meiri should be the reason because...
But the Meiri says of others because he was also be mishtadu b'talas m'shalei b'chol ma'ashev shalei. So you see, he came on. Now you can say maybe the case of the Meiri is different because the Baal Habayis said lahed yefua, so clearly he was already mavat on the extra dollar. Mamele, he needs to come on to a new svara. But in our sugya, where the yisayim and the mishaleach was never cuts a certain amount, so they were never mavat on the revak. So maybe then it's hakol baal ha-mayis even without this extra svara. Maybe. But I just think right now we have two different views on why I call the baal ha-mayis. Either because the mekach, the mayis alone, is mechayiv tmurason as long as it's part of the mekach, or it's gebayt on the pas. I was makabu shlich, so in the shlich I have to be mishtada b'chol ma'ashev shalai.
The Rambam of the Kamash tells you by Echidim and Sa'ir, and he tells you this sugi of the right, his version of chosim over there would be mashma like the original child. He's learned the reason why it's chosim because it's, you know, the child is what's making the rebbe. Tells you this sugi.
Good.
So you see that he's learning that, he's learning this svara.
By Davishayim lakiza, Davishayish lakiza. I'm talking about Dovish Ein Lakitz. I'm talking about Dovish Ein Lakitz. I'll call Obala Mois. What's the Lumdis? All right, let's move on, Rabbi Isai. There's a lot here today. Let me give you a story. Dailam, I'm sure, saw the story ready. What would be if you have a case? Nisana HaMoicha, a Moicha sells something. He was supposed to sell it for 20 and he was shortchanged. He only sold it for 10. It's Yesu Mishtos. It's Pito Mekach Yesu Mishtos. By the time he got around to the Lokeach, to be Mavat to the Mekach, the Lokeach already sold it to somebody else, also for 20. So he did well for himself. Or maybe he sold it for more. He sold it for 30. He sold it for 40. He did well. So now the Moicha says, okay, it's a bit of Mecca. Give me back my item. Lokeach says, I already sold it off. So the Moicha said, Obezoi, so give me the money that you sold it off for. You made a killing. You sold it off to someone else for 30. So give me the 30. Could the Shliach tell the Moicha, look, your item was only worth 10. Your item was only worth 20. I'll give you the extra 10 that I shortchanged you l'chakila. You'll get your 20. And everything above the 20, I'm going to keep. That's my doing, not your doing. I did it. My charitzis, my ishtadlis. I was the one of Fadin. Why should you get my work, my hard work? I invested my koiches, I Fadin. I should keep it. So this is machlekes Mishpat Shalom and Erech Shai. The Mishpat Shalom says, the Ein L'moicha, only at Shavius. He only gets the 20. He doesn't get above that. And everything that was fadin by the charitzas, the shtadlus of the lakeach, belongs to the lakeach. He brings a raya from the Chubis Rimagash Ki Yudua in Kuf Chav Ches. It's brought down in the Shittim by Metzias Amachei. The Rimagash says a similar case, not I know, but by Ribis, where a seller sells something b'hamtana, really it's worth 10, and he sells a b'hamtana for 15, let's say. And that's a no-no, that's ribis, because if I buy it now, it's 10. And the only reason why I'm charging extra is because you're paying me ba'akov, you're paying me later on, so that's ribis. So the lakeach doesn't pay the moich, he's now allowed to pay the moich more than the 10, that would be ribis. So the moich says, obezo, you're breaching the deal was, I'm only willing to give you the ba'akov if you're giving me 15. You're not giving me 15, it's a mekach tois, so I want back my chefetz. And the karam is like, my gosh, it's a mekach tois. But if the lakeach already sold it to somebody else for a profit, he only gives the seller his 10. He can't give him more. That's all his value is. And everything that was done, the Siba of this Reva came with Siba of Charitzusa, Vishtadlusa, Shel this Lakeach. And it's Ein Bedin that the Moicha should profit on the Tircha of the Shtadlus of this Lakeach. Memel the Lakeach keeps everything above the 10.
What can you give him about the second Mecca? Why can't he move out the chaos method if there's a bit of method in the third
group? Maybe he could. Maybe the guy's gone. He's in China. Maybe he's a guy. I don't know. He's gone. Fine. That's the Rimagash. Zok to Mishpat Shalom, Zetman Fandanen. You see from there that everything that the Shliach, that the Lakeach makes through Hishtadlus Vacharitis will belong to the Lakeach and does not belong to the Meicha. Memel Huadim Bayano, if Nisana Meicha and he wants a tiny bit of Mekach and the Lakeach already flipped it at a profit, that extra profit will belong to the Lakeach and not the Meicha. Alright, that's the Rimagash, the Mishpat Shalom. Comes along the Erech Shai and argues and says, no, Hakol Meicha. And he says that which the Rimagash says, not Hakol HaMoicha, is only because the Rimagash has a problem with Ribbis, but in Echnaim, without the Din Ribbis, Avada, the Rimagash would be Moido, that everything will go Lebala Mois. So you have to know why then is it Din Ribbis. If it deserves to go to Hakol HaBala Mois, why is it Ribbis? He mutches, he says, you find that concept that even though it's Bedin by Zenev Zachosa, but still you have to pay, otherwise it will be a Ribbis thing. He's Mamsi a new Halach in Ribbis. That's a very nice Erech Shai. Zokter Shai, what's my raya? How do I know that has to be a kol ba'amayis? Fushi gemara. The gemara says by amona shemar kushav amona b'masayim hakol ba'amayis. So it's all through here with the lakeach sold shav amona b'masayim, so to speak. Havad, it's going to be a kol ba'amayis. Will be a kol l'moicha. So where was the mishana? Okay, fine. We're gonna about. Okay, let's get there. Let's get there. Fine. Zokta Mishpat Shalom on the Raya. Zokta Mishpat Shalom. Your Raya, that, first of all, what you're tining in the Rimagash is not true. If you look in the Rimagash, he says at Lahedya that his halacha is even if someone will take the Chefetz Mechaver and sells it, Avada, the person, the owner doesn't, the rightful owner doesn't have a right to the profit that this quasi-Gazlan did. Avada. And it's, you see, it had nothing to do with Ribbis. even if you can get out of that raya, but you look in the lashon of the Rimagash. Rimagash is clear. The Rimagash says a lashon. We can't be mechayiv him. Just we have a zaitika problem of ribbis, a new hamtzah called ribbis. It sounds like the Rimagash, it's bedin. The balabais doesn't deserve that profit that the shliach was marviach. What do you do with the raya? What do you do with the raya from almana? The Eruk Shah is right from Ammono. So the Mishra Shom is Shkain Raya. Why? When do we say Akola Ba'ala Mois? If the Shliach is doing something Namal, and Batsim, any yo-yo could sell this item which is worth 100 for 200. I'm not sure the Mitzvah is, but that's the case. So then Avad Akola Ba'ala Mois. But the case of the Rim Megash, or the case I'm talking about, like the Mishra Shom was talking about with the Shliach, there's a charitzis nadir, mamish, unusual charitzis that other people couldn't have done, and not everyone could do such a charitzis, and Mamedla, I'm entitled to the Rebbe for that extra charitzis that I did. And then like the Mishra Shom. So now he's cut our Gemara, cut it down to size. Our whole Gemara, Akola Ba'ala Mois, is only Pashas talking about when it was normal that everyone could have done this. But if the Amana was tichtig, and the Kram Yeshua keep the rest. Doesn't say it in the Mishnah, not in the Gemara, not in Shulchan Aruch, not in the Yisikalim. But it's Asad. Sorry? That's a Vodah Shavakal Kesef. Not the Dinoy Noah, but Matal also there's a Noah. It has to do, but is it Charitzis Nadir or not? I'll have to find out. Could I also have sold it for 200 or not? If I can't, then she deserves the Revach. If I could. Shavakal Kesef is. Even if it's a Svara, but it's a Tzis. Good. All right. So now what's this Svara of the Mishpat Shalom? How do we understand the Svara of the Mishpat Shalom? Let's dissect this Svara. If you're learning like the first on the beer, that the beer is that the Mekach is Mechayiv its Tmura, even if the Shliach did the work, but Lamai said the Mekach is Mechayiv Tmura, what do I care that the Shliach did more work? He did even more work? He did even more Charitzis? Lamai said the Mekach is Mechayiv its Tmura, and that's why I call about Lamai, so Chari here too. I mean, unless you matchik that. A Mekach is only Mechayiv its Tmura if everyone had the ability to sell that Mekach for that Revach, some Amela, it's like Hilo, the Mekach is Oymit for that Tmura. Mashenkit, if you need some special Charitzis, then the Mekach is not Mechayiv that Tmura. It's a bit more difficult. Okay, that's, you should have said that. It doesn't say that. I'm going to have to patch. Well, yeah. I have to know your it. Give shvach. I'll give different amounts. I don't give the full amount. We'll give it. We'll have to know how much your tirch is. I don't know. That means he, but why should he be worth the whole amount? Maybe I'll give him half. Maybe I'll give him three quarters. Maybe I'll give him a third. You're right. So how much would I hire a guy to be so tichtig? The whole amount? No, because then why do I fadin? No, I wouldn't fadin. There's a going rate. Whatever the going rate would be, that's what I would give him. But he doesn't say that. He says, it's his. How can you take his charitz of ishtadlis? All right. If you would have learned like the second beer, it's much more geschmack. Why? Because the second beer's proud is, it's all bekoyach, what was nichal in the shlichas that I was makabel. It's you talking, I was makabel or shlichas, you could say. I was makabel or shlichas. In nichal my shlichas, what's namal that a shlich could to wife? But the extra special over lefnimishes that didn't charitzes v'shtazes that I did has nothing to do with my kabbalas ashrikas akachila. So that's not shaykh to the balabais. That's my own extra techa that I tabbed on. I have das when I was makabal my shrikas. I have das to do whatever for the balabais. What's namal in the shrikas? But what's extra in the shrikas? That's mean. That's not. Look around. No one else would be able to do that. That's.
I'm half deaf. What I'm doing here is only what the mouth and the shalei.
By the way, Baruch, I want to explain this. I want to tell you something. Now you have to say saivi. Because otherwise, how do you have a maklik rebuta? What was his das? Was his das from Meshalek? His das from himself? There it is. His das was whatever his das was supposed to be. If it's supposed to be Meshalek, my das from Meshalek. It's supposed to be Meshalek, it's for the Shalek. Zakra Yosi, your das should have been for the Meshalek. So if it's a Meshalek, Zakra Yosi should have been for the Shalek. So then you could keep it. No, but still, what was. Ask the Shalek. What was he Mechavin when he picked up the Chavitz? What was he Mechavin?
Anything extra for me.
Then Lekuliam has to go to Shalek. King Kuru Mishalek, there was no Maisikinim for the Mishalek. So could you go back to the seller? How could Mishalek get it? I was never Machavin to be kinder for him. So Teretz is, his das was whatever the Kinin is supposed to be, and now comes the Maklik, is what was the Kinin supposed to be for? All right, that's what I have to say.
Because Saivi's not acting.
Excellent, one second, very good. Fine, the problem is, it's very good. The problem is, is that Be'etzim, if you go like the second pshat, then the whole thing Heipsech Nishton. You don't need anything. The whole sugya is only talking about where you're a shliach. So Nichlal Kabbalah Shlichah is that you're going to work B'chol Ma'ashe Efshalei Zakhtimiri L'shtadu B'chol Ma'ashe Efshalei V'toivis HaMeshaleach. Over here, the case of the Rimagash was a Tois Kosaribis, a Tois Memeka Kosaribis. In the case of the Mishpat Shalom and Erech Shai was a Tois Memeka Kosavaino. When the Lekeach sold it off, the Lekeach thought that he's making the money. He didn't realize that it belongs to the Mechi. He thought the Mechi was Kayim and everything was glad and he was buying it for himself. He never, ever, ever was Mekabal Ashlichis from the Mecha. So he was never being Meshabin himself to be Meshtadal for this Mecha. So how in the world? It makes no sense. If you go like that, it makes no sense what their whole Machleik is this. It should be for the Meshaleach. Shouldn't be even make the holding the Heipsach Nishan. The whole Sugya, right? Even the Mishpachon is muddied to the Erech Shai. If there's no extra Charit of the Shtadlis, it belongs to the Meshaleach. Because I call the Balamois. He just cuts the Sugya down and says the Sugya is only to one without extra Charitzes. Whole thing doesn't start. The whole Sugya is talking about when you're doing a Shlichus. You're not doing a Shlichus. I've had a call a Shliach. He was never mishtadl for the Meshaleach. I've had the whole Rebbech. And if you look in the Rimagash's Lashon, it's very geschmack. The Rimagash says, I mean, come at that. The Rimagash says, where is it? She'en l'chai v'yisai shi'itun lo'y ma'ashabo lo'y rech mitrat z'riyusu v'ishtadlusoy. Why not? Levi she'enu misharsoy. I'm not your shliach. I'm not your misharis. So I'm not your Mesharis, and you don't deserve the Charitzes. If I would have been your Shliach, you deserve the Charitzes Veshtadlis, even the extra Charitzes Veshtadlis I might have done. But I'm not your Mesharis. So if I'm not your Shliach, Avadit HaKol belongs to me, and nothing to do with the Sugya and Amana. I want to take it, Rabbi Zeh, to a next step. And this Ahod is like, Stam makes them Meraf Sinigr. Let's play it out. There was a Mekach Tois, which is what you were Meir. There was a Mekach Tois. So the Meicha is being Chayzal HaMekach. Because it's either Ribbis or you know Yais Mishus, so it's a bit of Mekach. So what happens? The Shlich has to take the Chayfiz, has to take the Chayfiz and give it back to the Meicha. He was an Oynis, a Shoigig, an Oynis, he didn't know. He took the Chayfiz and sold it off to somebody else. No, he had a right, let's say. He didn't realize. He should have done it. He could have done it. But Be'etzim, what did he really do? Now that we know the truth, and the Moich was Mavata Mekalim Mefreya, what did he do? He sold the Brooklyn Bridge to somebody. But he's not Brooklyn, so he doesn't own the bridge. So Menela, he sold somebody else's Chayfiz. He nared somebody up. There was no Mechira Bechlal. The money, the Meha Mekach that he got, Zichik can't belong to the Meshaleach or the Shliach, has to go back to the buyer. Elamai, the buyer can't be found. Or let's say the buyer was a guy. Or let's say the buyer was a guy, and he wants to give back to the money to the buyer, but he doesn't have to. Let's say it's blibes a toys hakim, because he wasn't matim, he didn't realize he did a bainis. So it's a regular Avedis hakim, a toys hakim, it's a mitziah. Finders keepers. I'm the finder. I'm the shliach. I'm the lokech. I found it. What does it have to do with the Mekach? What does it have to do with El Seir HaKol HaBalamayis? HaKol HaBalamayis is when the mechir is chal and there's a tmura for the chayfiz. We want to know, does it belong to me because of my tech, my revach, or does it belong to the mashaleh? Because it was tmura says chayfiz. This wasn't tmura says chayfiz. There was no Mekach. The Mekach wasn't chal. I want to know if I'll go over to the person and sell him the Brooklyn Bridge. We also said that the money belongs to Brooklyn. It makes no sense. Let me play it out, give you a wilder mashal. I take your bat, unbeknownst to you, I steal your bat, and I go over to a guy, and I threaten to beat the living daylights out of him if he doesn't give him matana. You want a matana? Sure, no problem. He gives him a matana. Does that matana belong to the bala bat? That's what I did. I took a bat, I pretended to sell him a bat that doesn't exist. There was no bat, there was no mechir, and nothing happened, and I got money. That money belongs to the owner of the bat? That makes sense. What's going on? There was no mechira. How could it be HaKol HaBalamayis? The whole sugya Heipsach Nishtan.
This can't be zechiya. Now that the chayvitz is not around.
What's chiya? I took it for myself. Clearly I took it for myself. Why in the world should it belong to Balamayis? There was no Balamayis. There was no Mecca. Everything should belong to me. Okay. Just I have to pay back to Balamayis, whatever the Shabbos is.
The money. The guy gave the money.
It's like I stole his chayfiz, maybe b'shoyi gigs, I'll have to pay him for whatever I took from him.
He gave the money instead of the chayfiz. The buyer gave the money for the chayfiz to the balabai.
But there was no chayfiz. And I bought, your case, I want to know, I sold him the Brooklyn Bridge. He gave the money for the Brooklyn Bridge. So I have to now report it to Brooklyn. Where is that call of Alamois? There's no Mekach. It makes no sense. Okay. Fine. So let's go. Okay, Rabbi, so we're running out of time. Let me go further. We'll touch on this point. Comes along the Erech Shai. And he's Moisef Nocha Raya. He has another Raya. And this Raya is against this last Svara. His Raya is, I have a Mufush Ramah in Shin Samakim Mosef Yod. Reuven rents a house from somebody. He's not supposed to sublet it to somebody else, but he does so. And he sublets it at a profit. Mahadin. Who owns that Revach? Zokta Ramah. Hayois, he had no right to sublet the house, so memeilo, the revach belongs to the bal habayis, not to the tenant. Zok the nesivis, bring, he marshals them the nesivis and shinun vav sivkan dala, based on this Ramah, who did, if a ganav steals a chefetz and sells it to somebody else for a profit, that whole profit belongs to the nignav. Why? Zok the nesivis, a nusvara. How could you profit on my item? A new tzvara. He's mamzi a whole new cheshbon here. Memela is tiny today, even if the mechir is not kal. Again, if you steal a chevet, you sell a vada, the mechir is not kal. But still, whatever revach there was, goes to the nignav, goes to the balabais, because keitzad yatzas chayr b'parasa shachaveray. So it's a merit to chinu ladin. That there's a new tzvara, why a kal of alamai? It's not like the two birum I said before. A new tzvara. Ketzad Yaseh says Chayr Barasa Shechaveri. As I tie it to Nesivis. Nesivis says, it's talking about a case where once the Nignav finds out about it, he's writes about Mekach. So Memela the Mekach is Chal, and Memela Ketzad Yaseh says Chayr Barasa Shechaveri. I tie it to Nesivis. The Mishpat Shalom again does the same. I mean, not again. If you look at Mishpat, here is where he actually says this Svara, that you know when we say that the Hakol Laganev, and when you know when the Ramah says Hakol Luschir Zabalabayis, is when you didn't have extra Charitzes Veshtalas. But if you have extra Charitzes Veshtalas, then they would also be made like the Rimagash that Avada belongs to the Seicher or belongs to the Ganev. As I tie it to Mishpat, and what I want to bring out is if you look at Mishpat Shalom, he never addressed the Raya from Almona. Kilu, he understands his raya from Ketzad Yaseh, but he holds that Ketzad Yaseh is not Mechayev, extra Chavitza Vishtadlis. But Amana, he didn't even have to answer Bechlal. Amana works by itself. And if you look in Kuf Pei Gimel Seif Simifov, there Mishpat Shalom asks from the Rimagash, from our Sugya, from Amana, and he says, it's like Pashat. You just look and you'll see that it's Pashat. I'm just suggesting that the Mishpat Shalom also held like the Svara I said before, that the whole din of Hakol Bala Mois is only Bikoyach Shlichus. Like I said before, when there's no Shlichus, Avado, there's no din of Hakol Bala Mois. And when there is Shlichus, then even Charitas Veshtadlis, Avado, even extra would belong to the Meshaleach. And that's why the Gemara was not Mechalik, the Almond that did extra Charitas Veshtadlis and not, and the Poiskim weren't Mechalik, and everything gets Kibshutai. His whole Chilik was only here when it doesn't pass the din Shlichus. And coming on to a new svar, the Ketzad Yaseh, Zokta Mishpat Shalom, Ketzad Yaseh only passes when you're doing something normal. So that's Parasa Shechaveri. But if you're doing something abnormal, Charitzis Nedira, that extra thing is not Parasa Shechaveri, that's your para. It's your status that was Marviach that. Mamela, you'll be entitled to the extra. I just want to shtel on this Nesivis. What in the world is Nesivis talking about? The Nignav later on is maskim to the Mechira Sadef HaKetzad Yaseh. B'shas Maisa, when the Ganav sold the Chefetz, he sold it Shaloi B'shus, he was an unauthorized sale. It's L'chavasai Shal Chaveroi, there's no Din Zechia. I don't really care, quite frankly, if later on the Nignav says, Gevaldik, you did a great job. Mechira's never Chal. He had no ability to sell it. He was not a Shalich to sell it. He had no authorization to sell it. Later on, it can't work. But it has to be chal somehow. Okay, we could done that. And I'll bring you a raya to this. And I'll bring you a raya. Because we bring you a raya from the Ramon Shin Samakim Musav Yod. The Mechabe says punk faket. Mechabe has a case that if I go ahead and I rent you the Brooklyn Bridge. I didn't sell it to you, but I rented you the Brooklyn Bridge. You could go drive on this bridge whenever you want. You don't have to ever pay tolls on it. No problem. I rent you the bridge. And I mamish rented for a killing. Let's say, Chveis, I rented you the Verizon. The Verizon charged, I don't know, already $12, $13. I rented you for $20. Mamish did gewaldig. Zogt der Mechaba, halacha lemaisa, zogt der Mechaba, even if this nar, who rented from me the Verrazano Bridge, already paid me the $20, I don't have to give that money to the Verrazano, to the owner. Not only that, the nar doesn't have to give $20 to the owner. He only gives masha shava b'shuk, masha seicher macherim. But the extra doesn't belong to the balabais. Why? Because the schiris never was chal. The balabais Verzanuk said, "I would love to rent it to you for $20." He could stand on his head and spit wood and nickels. It was never chal because b'shas maisa the guy had no ability to rent somebody else's chayfitz, even if the guy later on would be maskim. So the schiris was never chal. Memela, whatever Hanoi got out of it is only Masha Seichem Acherim, not like your Svara. And it's Mefurish, not like the Nisivis.
Because over there, the Seichem doesn't have any security. If the Baal Bayis never gave him a kitten, he doesn't have any security. He might get kicked out the next day.
Let's say he rented it. Let's say the Baal Bayis is masking right. Let's say the Baal Bayis is masking right now to give him the security. He's masking right now.
That's not secure. He could have
left the mask. So the Baal Bayis by could also not be masking and ears back for the Chavitz.
Either I own it or not.
So you don't own it. I want back the chayfitz. So I take back the chayfitz. Okay, one second. I'm running out of time. We'll talk afterwards. What's the machlekes mechab and Rama? So what pshat? So what's the chiluk between the mechab and Rama? Obviously they're not arguing. And both of them are talking. Both of them are coming from the Mukhi Yosef. The same Mukhi. Obviously Mukhi Yosef is not Seisr himself. So the teretz is poshut. If I'm renting you the Brooklyn Bridge, so I have nothing in the Brooklyn Bridge to rent to you, so nothing was chal. But if I rented the house from you already, I rented from Brooklyn the bridge, and I want to sublet it, and betam I have a schus ishtamshis in the Brooklyn Bridge, and I have a schus payris in it, and besides, when I rent it further sublet it, betam the schirs is chal. Novos, I shouldn't have done it lechachila. Marshal, seichem mechaveh vevishal acher. You have no right to be marshal someone else's chavis, but if you do, it's chal. So it's chal, I shouldn't have done it, but it is chal. So now that the deal was chal, now we'll invoke the svar of Keti Yatzes Eskhoi Barash Chaver. But if it's not chal, because I'm a ganif, I have nothing in the bridge, and I'm a ganif, so nothing's chal, so avada, nothing belongs to the owner, because nothing was chal. And avada, any revach will belong to me. If I could steal the money, if I could run off with this Toyes Hakam, then it will belong to me, because nothing was chal. I found the Divrei Chaim Baruch Hashem. The Divrei Chaim Niski Mom and Seif Simen Aleph has mamish this chayfet to this tier. I take your chayfet and I sell to someone else for a profit. Klet the Divrei Chaim, and he says a dava poshit that avado. Even though I the ganav was marviach, it's a dava poshit that the nignav is not entitled to my money, and I won't have to pay the nignav for the hanor that he was mahaning me for letting him sell. So to speak, letting. He didn't let me, but for being mahanami that I was able to sell his chayfetz all for a profit. He didn't even entertain a tzad of Keita Yatzchir Barash Chaveri. His whole shayla was only that maybe I should have to pay the balabais kasvahano. But for Keita Yatzchir, he didn't even have that. He had never for dava poshet avada hako ubi to the shliach. Mamela, if you want, if I can have two more minutes. Okay, I'll try one more minute. The Yad Raman Baba Basram Pechesam and Av Oisko Chaval of Lechari seemingly does say like the Nesivis that if I take your Chayfetz Amanas Lavakra and I sell it off to someone else before I decided to keep it myself, Zak the Yad Raman, then the profit will go to the owner of Ketzad Yasa. But Vaita over there is because it was a cut the amount of money for the thing, and the Mechir was Chal. But even when the Mechir is not Chal, Lo Mitzinu, you could invoke this for Ketzad Yasa Chir Barash Chir. It doesn't make any sense. There was no Parasa. There's no schoyer, that nothing happened. But Mela Avada Hakol should be the shliach. Better to get back, back to our tape story. If Lechoyer, if Itaka was coined in between, so you're talking that I'd be entitled to profit. But if I just had that migoy, but I never invoked it, so then the Yad Ramah says I have a new svara without the din shliach. I have a new svara. Okay, so yes, it's a schoyer bras shachare. So come to us back to our sugya. We have either the domim is mechayev akolavalamois, or the vod is because of the shliach as makabel, so that revak belongs to the balamois, or now a whole new svara later nesivus and erek shai because of okay, so yes, it's a schoyer bras shachare. All right, Rabbi, we ran out of time.